The Power of Awe and Spaces Designed to Facilitate It. Written by Emily Dunn, narrated by Gail Crewe, Cornet Global's The Source magazine, April 2024. Ever exclaim, "I'm in awe," without truly grasping the depth of that statement? Unraveling the intricacies of awe is a compelling endeavor, especially as we continue to embark on a new year filled with aspirations for well-being and growth. Beyond personal goals, fostering a sense of connection and shared experiences with others can lead to a more awe-filled existence. Since we create many of these connections and shared experiences in our built environment, especially our workplaces, buildings are ripe with opportunities to cultivate more awe in our lives. What is awe, and why does it matter? Awe is often described as a powerful and elusive emotion, something commanding yet obscure that sends chills down your spine. It's the physical feeling you get when exposed to something vast, mysterious, and bigger than yourself. Think of those moments, perhaps at a concert when the entire audience harmonizes, creating an indescribable euphoria. That's awe. Researchers are trying to define and understand awe, too. Dacher Keltner, author of Awe, The New Science of Everyday Wonder and How It Can Transform Your Life, describes it as the feeling of being in the presence of something vast that transcends your current understanding of the world. This definition captures the essence of awe as a cognitive and emotional response to something that challenges our beliefs and perspectives, opening us up to new possibilities and insights. There has been a recent surge of interest in the science of awe. However, the exact science behind it can be challenging because individuals react differently to the same experiences and have infinite ways of describing them. While awe might initially evoke a sense of fear or intimidation, research indicates that it predominantly leads to positive feelings. Some specific benefits that awe may contribute to our well-being include greater humility, curiosity, innovation, happiness, and a desire to contribute to the world. Reduced stress, including evidence suggesting awe's potential in alleviating symptoms of PTSD, and fostering a sense of community through exhibits of generosity and connection to others. All good things. Awe through architecture. As scientists uncover the physical and emotional benefits of awe, architects, engineers, and design professionals can impact how people experience the feeling through the built environment. Architecturally induced awe is a necessary but relatively unexplored concept with limited literature. Since we know awe encourages pro-social behavior, designers should consider how spaces and experiences may elicit feelings of awe when creating environments that promote social interaction or collaboration. Prospect refuge theory. How do designers build awe into their spaces? Building upon more popular and well-researched concepts such as biophilic design, including expansive vistas, is a great foundation. Natural elements and designs that mimic nature's movement and patterns have proven benefits, such as improved performance and enhanced creativity. Designers should also consider the prospect refuge theory during the design process. It suggests that humans are naturally attracted to environments that balance visibility, prospect, with places of safety or concealment, refuge. One way to achieve this balance is to provide seating options that allow people to lean back and enjoy a view while feeling supported or even enclosed by the structure. This arrangement enables them to experience what the designer has created without feeling vulnerable or exposed. For instance, landscapes with unobstructed views coupled with secluded spots or settings might create an environment conducive to contemplation, fostering a deeper connection with the extraordinary and potentially leading to feelings of awe. The dynamic between prospect and refuge in a design space might amplify awe's emotional impact, contributing to a more profound and transformative experience. Time and permission. While gazing at natural scenery is inherently advantageous, truly experiencing awe necessitates granting individuals the time and permission to observe and immerse themselves in the moment. This experience unfolds most effectively within spaces designed to facilitate pause and contemplation. Expansive spaces with higher ceilings, most noticeably coming out of small and compact spaces, invite people to decelerate their pace. Akin to a river entering a large lake or reservoir, the open space allows for moments of pause and absorption. Consider Grand Central Station in New York City. The low-ceiling corridors direct passengers from the subway and train platforms, keeping them moving until they emerge onto the main concourse. Once there, the wide open floor grants them space to step aside, away from the stream of busy commuters, and look up. Moving forward. Awe is a personal response. Architects and designers can build the conditions to experience awe, but ultimately it's on the individual to let awe in. So, as we work toward our goals for the upcoming year, consider incorporating more awe in your own life, regardless of whether you experience it in a building. Keltner identifies 8 wonders of life that might elicit a sense of awe. They include exploring the purity and goodness of intentions, such as witnessing selfless acts, moral beauty; connecting with others for a shared purpose or celebration, collective effervescence; basking in nature; listening to music; immersing yourself in visual art; having profound spiritual or religious encounters; hearing life and death stories; experiencing an epiphany. Which one of these could you initiate today and spark awe? All it takes to reap its benefits is time to embrace your experiences. As you learn more about awe in your own life, search for ways to encourage others to experience awe in their lives. Embrace the extraordinary. About the author, Emily Dunn is Director of Workplace Strategies at EUA.